Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It is the final hour here from Hall of Fame Sports Grill, live 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard, NFL Draft Party. We're hanging into tonight. But I know somebody that's right in the middle of a big party in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Unfortunately, Josh Phillips is probably all decked up in his Cowboys gear. Coach James Turn's all decked up in his Packers gear. I think we got somebody in your group that's Broncos, and I'm committing the ultimate fraud, Coach Phillips. I am broadcasting a show in a Phil Sims New York Giants jersey.
Well, then, Sturge, you're all mixed up there, but we are downtown, literally 50 yards from the NFL stage here on Broadway in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. We're at Jason Aldean's restaurant. Jason Aldean is here. He's going to be performing here shortly in about an hour, hour and a half, and we're excited to get the festivities started.
Well, listen, this is something that y'all wanted to do for a long time. Now it comes to downtown Nashville. And give our listeners an idea. This stage that they constructed in downtown, I told you when we talked yesterday, it's the biggest that the NFL has ever constructed. And I guess, you know, we flew in this past weekend. Y'all drove in early this morning, but you knew as soon as you hit the outside area of Nashville, us, it was the airport. The NFL draft was in town, and it was king this weekend.
Yeah, they started off. The stage is enormous. We were down earlier today taking pictures and doing all that good stuff, doing the fan stuff, the restaurants, the bars, the mm-hmm. The trolleys out on the street. Of course, game day is here. NFL Network is here. We were able to get around both of those stages as well. But, yeah, the stage is enormous. They're bringing in the players from behind. It's a little bit of a drizzle, but they've got plenty of tents and tarps. Everybody's having a great time. The Broadway Street is just absolutely packed, mm-hmm. And everybody's excited to see who the Arizona Cardinals are going to take number one, and there's a bunch of crazy fans here from the NFL, and Nashville has done a tremendous job. We got here, they had already started closing off streets,
yes,
in downtown Nashville. We were able to get within about three streets before they started closing down 4, 5, and 6, and now it's almost outside the city limits.
Well, here's the thing, Josh. We saw that coming this past weekend, but I want to see you and Coach Turn and y'all's other friends tomorrow during the day before the second and, I guess, third round take place. If you've
yep.
seen it, there's like this bicycle bar that you sit down on these bicycle. Dude, there's a bar, but the people drinking got to pedal the bicycle. I went,
yes,
what kind of oxymoron's going to go drink and pedal a bicycle at the same time?
Yeah, we actually passed three of those on our way into downtown Nashville, and it's a wild scene because you've literally got about 15 people with pedals
uh-huh.
underneath them, and then you've got the bartender in the middle, and she's dancing and handing out drinks, and everybody else is pedaling as they're going down the street. So we actually saw those. We saw about three of them on our way in. And like I said, everybody's here having a good time. All of the NFL teams are represented. The fans are just extraordinary. And everybody's excited about that to get it kicked off with Roger Goodell.
All right, so let me ask you. We've already seen earlier today, I don't know how much you've been following things, but Daniel Snyder has gotten involved with Doug Williams' pick in the first round. It sounds like they may be trading up, and he wants to be involved. How your Cowboys don't have a pick here in the first round, so
right.
I know you're there to enjoy this and all, but I mean, what do you do? What are you looking at? The fact that your team's not picking, or how much the other teams in the NFC East, or how upset James Turner gets when the Packers go number 30 tonight? And I know you're going to sit here and needle him whether you agree with the Pack's pick or not.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because there's a chance that Dallas could possibly trade back into the first round. Of course, Green Bay's got two first-round picks. Oakland has got a couple of first-round picks. And then you've got the New England Patriots, who have 10 picks between pick 30 and pick 126, which is in the third round. So the New England Patriots have literally 10 picks between the end of the first round to the end of the third round. We've talked about that, and then we've also talked about, you know, will Arizona hang on to that number one pick, or will somebody give them a king's ransom? You know, it wasn't that long ago when the L.A. Rams, when Jeff Fisher was there, gave up two first rounds, two seconds, two thirds to move up into that number three spot to draft Jared Goff. Will we see some type of blockbuster trade for the Arizona Cardinals to take that move, or will they stand pat with Kyler Murray, who everybody seems to think will go number one overall to the Cardinals? So there's a lot of intrigue. There's a lot of interest. I'll be interested to see. We will be back here in the morning around 8 o'clock for the second and third round that we're going to take in. We're not going to leave until Saturday to come back to South Carolina.
Cool.
But there's a lot of interest and a lot of excitement about, you know, Sturgy, there's always in the NFL draft, there's always one or two blockbuster trades that throws the whole draft off. And guys that you think should have gone in the top five then suddenly start to slide into that 10, 15, 20 spot. You know, a lot of interest is about Greedy Williams. You know, Greedy Williams should go in the top five, but now all these character concerns, could he be the guy that drops down into the 20, 25, 30 realm and throws this draft off? And that's something that everybody's waiting to see.
Well, we had Armando Salcarrero on earlier today. He's a expert. He has got news that Kyler Murray is there. There was, his people wanted confirmation that he was going in the top couple of picks, because otherwise they weren't going to put Kyler out there to be that story. So who drops the furthest tonight if it's not Kyler Murray?
Yeah, to me, I think the one person that could potentially drop the most, I think, is Greedy Williams. This draft is so loaded with defensive linemen. Your boy out of Alabama, Quinnen Williams, see, there's a three-team parlay right now between who's going to go number one. Is it Kyler Murray? Is it Nick Bosa? Or is it Quinnen Williams?
Right.
Most NFL draft players, Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle out of Alabama, a lot of NFL insiders believe he is the best pure football player in this draft, and they would not be surprised if the Arizona Cardinals took him number one overall. And then what do you do with Jonah Williams, the left tackle out of Alabama, who is an outstanding player as well? But, see, to me, the best players in this draft right now is Josh Allen, the outside backer out of Kentucky, Devin White, the inside linebacker out of LSU, and then Quinnen Williams. Then what do you do with Cleveland Farrell, and then Dexter Lawrence, who's sitting there? I know James Turner and I talked. Green Bay's got their first pick at number 12, and they desperately need pass rush. And James told me he would be ecstatic if Cleveland Farrell was there at number 12 for the Green Bay Packers to take Farrell from Clemson.
Well, I'm right there with you. If he doesn't go there, I've got him pegged at 16 to the Carolina Panthers. So, Josh Phillips, one last question. You're live there in Nashville. You got to ask this in this day and age in 2019. Ton of security, safety, things of that nature, because the NFL will be trotting out tonight 31 potential millionaires here in the next few months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The security is here, but they're very innocuous.
Quiet.
Meaning
okay.
You can see them in their yellow shirts, but they are doing an outstanding job of guiding people. When you come onto Broadway Street where the draft is held, I mean, right now there's almost 15,000 people in the street as I'm looking out over Broadway down to where the stage is at. And they start with, which we're on the list to get in, and they take the top 10,000 people to admit to the draft as fans. And after that, then they close it back about two blocks. But the security has been outstanding. They've been there to help and to guide. Everybody seems to be having a great time, and they've done a good job of making sure that everybody is safe. They're visible, but they're not out in front and overbearing, if you follow what I'm saying.
I'm right there with you. Listen, I'm I'm kind of jealous. I just like to be there hanging with you and Coach Turn. You know, we've all gone back a long, long way. I'm proud of what y'all are getting accomplished at Blue Ridge High School. As a matter of fact, I know it was a big day for y'all the other day. You can't go too far into it. But when teams like Clemson right now start showing up to recruit people at your school, means that you're doing something well. And guess what? You and James and all that staff there at Blue Ridge High School, you're doing something well.
Yeah, we're really excited. The two-time national defending champions, Clemson Tigers, were
watch
at Blue
that.
Ridge for the first
they're
time
not,
in almost 10 years.
They're not two-time defending. They won two out of the last three.
Excuse me, two out of
three. It was Bama. So if you're going to sit here and break my heart with that comment, just don't break it too hard.
Yeah, they are actively recruiting a couple of our players that are underclassmen right now that we are excited about. But no question, our kids have done a tremendous job this offseason. We cannot wait to get to spring practice, which starts for us next Wednesday. And then, of course, we've got our 7-on-7 season. Then we open up at home on August the 23rd versus Landrum. And we could not be more excited about the direction of our football program. It's a great time to be a Blue Ridge Tiger.
All right, listen, give our listeners an idea. We'll put up some of this on our social media pages. Do you actually have a Cowboys jersey on right now? Because I know James Turn's got a Green Bay one.
Yeah, James is wearing his Aaron Rodgers.
Knew it.
Green Bay jersey. Now,
disgusting.
I'm not wearing a jersey. James's dad is here, and he and I are the elder statesmen. And I will say this, I'm wearing my Cowboys T-shirt with my Cowboys visor. But I will say this, Mr. Turn and I have agreed the women look much better in their jerseys than the men do. I can promise you that.
Whoever started this new tradition of females in jerseys with cowboy boots is a big, big guy. They got a big fan here. Listen, have a blast. We'll have our give people how to follow you on Twitter, Coach Phillips, and they can enjoy in on some of your festivities here over the next 2 days.
Absolutely. You can give me a follow on Twitter at @coach_Phillips, the number one. I'm posting all kind of pictures from here in downtown Nashville at the NFL draft. Sturgy, thanks for having me on, and we can't wait till Roger Goodell gets things started with announcing in those famous words, the Arizona Cardinals are now on the clock.
The Arizona Cardinals have now screwed this up with Kyler Murray number one. All right, Josh, have fun. Thanks for everything you do. We'll catch up when you get back. There's Coach Phillips, Josh Phillips, live from Nashville. You know he's getting ready to have some fun. Patrick, you can hear the joy in his voice.
I mean, we're about to hear the disappointment whenever we see the Cowboys draft class in his voice coming up soon. I mean, I almost feel bad for him. Because he's such an unabashed, you know, Cowboy fan. It must be that much harder to be more and more disappointed in your team as the years go on.
When you got your own Jerry World and you still can't win a playoff game, what's going on here? What is it that we say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, speaking of expecting different results, Pat, you didn't know that you just gave us the perfect segue. Here is we're going to tell you which teams need to have a good draft. We'll give you some bold draft predictions. That's what we're asking from you. Or who do you think a player that could bust in this year's draft? Three more segments as we're live here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. They're filing in for the draft. And, of course, you got a one NBA game tonight. We'll give you that one as well. But 844-GSP-ESPN. If you've got a draft question, ask us. If we don't know it, I'll get Chris Smith to lie about it. 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, welcome back in. They're filing in here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Way Hampton Boulevard. The NFL draft is going on. Our draft party is going to go on into the night. Diesel has now been fed. Give us an idea of how the Clemson Tiger was, because the All-American over here is about the biggest thing I've ever seen.
If you love pimento cheese and if you love bacon and you like both of those things grilled together, my man, you can't go wrong with that.
With jalapenos?
With jalapenos in it.
So it had a little spicy kick to it?
Yeah, it was good.
My wife has now finished off her meal here as well. So, listen, let's give you a little background, Chris, when it comes to Hall of Fame Sports Grill before we move on to which teams need to have a good NFL draft. And the easiest answer is to say all of them.
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? But real quickly, Omar from Southern Culture back in the – they've come over here and bought all this, opened it up. The food is next level. You can come in here, a wide variety of beers, including now the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner in cans available. It is a full bar, and it is clean. We got people like Cato Keller here. The stars are out tonight. At the
workhorse of the Hawk and Tom
I guess
show.
It's the Hall of Fame crew is here at Hall of Fame, the workhorse of the Hawk and Tom show. So,
Sturge, if you were in the Hall of Fame, your name would have an asterisk beside it.
Why?
I don't know, but they'd find a reason.
Got in because he's too short. Therefore, he didn't have to. What do you call those things that you roll through at the? When you walk in somewhere and it keeps counting how many people coming through.
The clicker.
Yeah, y'all would have to jump it. I can actually walk under it and not even have to lean over.
Turnstile.
Turnstile. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's at
– Are you tall enough to ride the roller coaster?
You know what? finally, when we went to Disney a few years ago, I bought the sticker that says, I've already been checked out. I'm tall enough, okay? But, listen, here's the deal. We got a bunch of people we're going to get jealous of tonight. Why? Because human nature is jealous. And I mean, do you realize what a great country we live in when – we're going to see some guys tonight earn generational-type money within about a 10-minute period. I mean, granted, they got to go sign the contract, stay healthy, but the reality is when that name gets called tonight, you better learn how to say no because you got money. I'm not talking just say no. I'm talking you better learn how to say no because everybody knows that you're going to have it, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and with a lot of these players, in the past – we've heard the stories about they've hired a family friend as their financial
LaVar Ball.
Yeah, we'll hire, and they steal all their money. Mm-hmm. And then they go to, like, buy something, and they're like, why don't I have any money left? Because
it's like a low-rent version of Shark Tank. I mean, everybody's got a business idea, and most of them suck.
Well, those are the guys you got to be careful because do you remember when the NBA went on strike back in the day, a former Georgia Tech guard by the name of Kenny Anderson that went on to the NBA said, you know what, we hadn't gotten a paycheck. I might have to sell one of my 19 cars. And I went, do you really think I'm supposed to be feeling sorry for you? Because you're not getting a paycheck, that you might have to sell off one of your 19 cars, that might be the reason that you need to have a paycheck.
But I'm pretty sure he's not going to sell the Bugatti. He's going to sell the 97 Toyota Tercel.
Yeah. The Monte Carlo, like that. You know what I mean? All right. So the oxymoron question of the day, which teams need to have a good draft? Well, they all do. You know what I mean? But for me, whatever, I don't know why I keep coming back to this, guys, but – the NFC East looks ripe for the taking, yet it doesn't seem like the Cowboys and the Redskins can at times get out of their own way because of their ownership.
Yes.
So I think it's important for those two teams, I think it's important for the NFC East as a whole to have a good draft because you can literally jump to the forefront with one good draft tonight or this weekend when it comes to, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, and the Dallas Cowboys, because Philadelphia is okay, but to me, they're that up-and-down team. You might get them good one year, next year, and they're not going to make the playoffs. Somebody, by drafting well tonight in the NFC, could jump themselves to be the premier program in the NFC East for the next few years moving forward.
Yeah, I think, obviously, the Giants need to have a good draft. I think one team that could really help themselves and propel themselves to the next level are the Baltimore Ravens. I think taking somebody by Metcalf or Marquez Brown or even A.J. Brown, one of those wide receivers that Lamar Jackson needs some help with, I think can help propel the Ravens to the next level. So that's the team I think needs to have a good draft, is the Ravens along with the Giants.
Now, Diesel, you are Shark Tank here. I'm standing in front of you. I'm trying to sell something. Tell me if you're willing to buy it or not. Okay, thank you. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. How imperative is it, after what all has gone on this past year since he left Monday Night Football to go take over the last year now of the Oakland Raiders, how imperative is it for John Gruden and the Raiders to have a good draft when Gruden signs a 10-year, $100 million deal that you can say last year was not a success when Khalil Mack ended up making the one final piece of the play? It wasn't Mitch Trubisky growing another year older. Khalil Mack ended up being the piece that got the Chicago Bears where they were. So you trade off all this stuff. You watch it go be successful in another play. To me, the Raiders are one of those teams that have to have a good draft this weekend.
Man, I got longer pieces of string in my lint trap than some of the patience of these NFL owners. So if John Gruden doesn't turn it around, doesn't start winning games, I mean, contracts are made to be broken. You can rewrite them. You can change them. You can fire somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, but you have to win in the NFL. If you don't win, sorry, goodbye.
Yeah, and the Raiders have
not one.
Not, but
not two.
But three, right? Three first-round
draft
picks.
Sorry, I had to get that LeBron moment. We ain't going to win but one. Not
LeBron
one, not two.
Time.
But, yeah, they have three first-round draft picks, yet Mike Maycock and John Gruden really – are they on the same page? Are they pulling one of the biggest wolves over our eye that we have seen in some time? Because – you know, they apparently said last week they sent everybody home. And so I don't know who's going to be actually making the picks tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know why you would tell all your scouts to go home unless you just want to decide yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want any of the information. I mean, these scouts have been working months and months and months and watching these guys, you know, do the combine and do all this stuff, and then you just send them home. Just because maybe you don't agree with them? I mean, is there
Billy
that
Bean
much
running this team?
Is there that much dissension amongst management?
Well, first of all, you're doing your job terribly as a manager. You want those people in there giving their input. But it's your job to take the input that they give you to make the decision, and it's your job in the long run that's going to be held accountable. So, to me, it's a failure of management not to be able to take people's opinions and options to form them to make your own. So, I think there's a lot of dysfunction going on in that Raiders franchise. But with those three first-round draft picks, guys, and Phillip Rivers on his way out there with the Chargers and all, I mean, you really could see them quickly making a ascent when it comes to propelling themselves with this draft. So a lot of fascinating stories out there. Which team do you think? Because the reality is every single one of you have one bad draft, and it puts you that further behind the eight ball. So who are some of these guys that may go falling? We'll also give you an update on the NBA playoffs going on as well. But you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. We're live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. That's 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard as you're coming south toward downtown. And listen, they're open 7 days a week. We've told you all about happy hour, the great food. Now, you got to tell you about Sunday brunch. I mean, they've got mimosas. They've got killer homemade Bloody Marys. They've got a wide variety of brunch items here. And, again, the food is absolutely next level. But to me, it's the friendly service and the smiles here. It is so clean, and you can't go wrong at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. I want to thank Omar and Alice and Chief and all of them. But you can thank them by heading down here and hanging out with us tonight. maybe Chris will buy you a drink.
Right. Don't forget my wife. She'll get mad at me.
Oh, Alyssa. Alyssa, yeah. None of us are here without Alyssa, right? I can tell you that much right now because she'll come down here. She's behind the bar. She'll take great care of you. Again, that's Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We'll be hanging, but two more segments when we come back. Are you buying that this guy's walking away from the NFL once again? Nope, he's just waiting to see who's going to be drafted tonight. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Breaking news, ESPN Upstate Breaking News, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Montez Sweat possibly misdiagnosed at the NFL Combine. He was diagnosed with a heart condition, essentially the thickness of the wall of his heart. They said that his wall heart thickness was 2 centimeters. He has been re-diagnosed by the Houston Texans team doctor James Muntz, who has said that his heart is completely normal. Essentially, I guess in the ultrasounds, they saw an extra little piece of muscle adjacent to his heart that they misdiagnosed as a part of his heart wall muscle. Montez Sweat seemingly fine. And you may see him rise up.
Well, good for him because at least they caught that ahead of the draft and he still has a chance to move back up. Because that would be one of those things, if it took place after the draft, Chris, I'd be interested if there's any insurance out there. If the NFL doctors misdiagnose you, that they may have to make up a difference in where you could potentially have gone.
Yeah, so he was projected around number 7 with the Jags. So you may see his stock rise a couple picks.
Maybe, Tampa Bay?
Yeah, maybe Tampa, maybe the Giants. So it'd be
good
interesting to see. Because he's a really good player.
Yes.
He's an A-level player.
Hey, listen, a half a centimeter is a huge deal when it comes to that kind of stuff, as I'm finding out. You know, 1 centimeter, something 1 centimeter in diameter in your body can be a problematic thing. So, yeah, when you go, oh, half a centimeter, no. Believe it or not, that can be a big deal when it comes to the medical field. Now, guys, yesterday it comes out Marshawn Lynch is reportedly walking away from the NFL once again, that Lynch is not planning to play football again after he spent the last 2 seasons with the Raiders. Of course, he's not under contract for the 2019 season. So, anybody buying a moment that this is where Marshawn Lynch's career comes to an end in the NFL? Because when we said about taking care of your money, let's also give credit where credit is due. Marshawn Lynch has done very, very well when it comes to – as a matter of fact, if the story I heard is correct, he has never touched a dime that he's made in the NFL. He's done nothing but live off signing bonuses.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that he's going to wait and watch out the draft. Oh, what?
What's that radio.com breaking news? Go ahead. You read it. I'll read the breaking news.
ESPN Upstate Breaking News, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Looks like the Pittsburgh Steelers just traded up into the 3 slot.
Ooh, the Jets. Well, they found themselves a buyer after all that time, huh? That is interesting. So that means what was the trade? The Jets
I do not know. Buddy of mine just hit me up. Newsflash, the Steelers just traded up. We now have the 3rd pick. We're taking Michael Jordan because of the groundhog underneath the ESPN car. That's just funny. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? But so confirm that for me real quickly that the Steelers have now. Steelers reportedly trying to make major move up into the first round. And so, yes, it does look like maybe Pittsburgh has already pulled a trade. And that's what we needed because we said once first trade go, everybody's draft boards have now going, oops, whoops. So who would Pittsburgh take at number 3?
I would think they would go.
Defense?
Yeah.
Why would you take Dwayne Haskins number 3?
I'm a demented Ohio State fan, but I would never take Dwayne Haskins with the number 3 pick.
Not with Ben Roethlisberger. They don't like to go pay a bunch of money for skill players. That's why I think they maybe go get the best defensive player in the draft there, and that might be Quinnen Williams at number 3. So they may have just traded for the right to take the Jets pick.
Or Bosa or Josh Allen.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on how it breaks down. But there's your first move of the night. And guess what? I got the feeling that once the first one, you know what I mean? When you dump out all the ice out of your electric ice maker that one time a year, you got to do it. And once you hear that first ice cube drop, you know you're pretty good from that move. That's the way I equate the first trade when it comes to the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because I think you're going to see a couple other there's going to be some movement because people are going to jostle because they're going to be afraid that their pick's not going to be there now.
So let's think about it from this standpoint. Who are the Pittsburgh Steelers worried about the Las Vegas Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, taking with that fourth pick that they jumped in to make sure? And I think y'all just maybe said the name, Josh Allen there.
Yeah. Or Josh Allen, Williams.
I mean, you go back and look at the Lavon Kirklands and all that stuff from back. Makes sense. Exciting. So, all right, go back to real quick before we go out to break. Marshawn Lynch, no contract for 2019. I think he comes back. He just watched. Yeah, he's going to watch the draft, wait and see.
Wait and see who picks running backs, wait and see what picks some of these position players. And
then he's going to pull the Le'Veon Bell and go, I'll see y'all about August 15th.
Maybe quicker than that he may try and pull the trigger. So he gets into camp with somebody, All right. Tries to insert himself.
So here's what we're going to do on our final way out the door here is you can't have an NFL draft. You can't have an NFL draft party without some bold predictions when it comes to the draft. One of them just came true. We thought that there would be a trade in the top five. We saw it before the official ESPN broadcast even comes on. So here will be my first let's go out on a limb, and it's really not that far going out on the limb, but obviously the NFL is all about quarterbacks, wide receivers. I agree with something you said earlier, Chris. There'll be more tight ends taken in the first round than wide receivers. Actually, I think let's jump that number. There will be more tight ends taken in the first round than wide receivers and running backs combined.
Wow. That's I don't see a running back.
That's my point.
Going at all.
That's how devalued that position has become in the recent years. Yet, you know what? We'll see. I think there's a deeper draft of running backs coming out next year than this year.
Right.
But you can't tell me that people haven't figured out that running backs still make a difference in the NFL. You know what I mean? And that's one place people don't, it seems like they don't value it.
Right. Yeah, I think next year is going to be the big running back year that you'll see maybe five, six running backs go in the first round. I've got three wide receivers going and four tight ends. So more.
Way to go out on a limb there, Sturge. Way to go out of here on a limb. All right, so we come back. We'll close it up with some of these bold draft predictions. Also, you can tell us if you want to, who's dropping? Who do you now see dropping? Because I thought Armando Salquero, when he told us earlier that he had already talked to somebody and confirmed Kyler Murray will be there at the draft, means that he's going in the top two picks. Because they weren't going to put him out there to be the face on television tonight of the guy that drops to number 13. That's a bad storyline when you're out there trying to sell it to the potential suitors. Also, you know, if he dropped too far, then that brings back the whole question for that franchise. Will he go play baseball or will he go play football? Because his baseball is now, somewhere slotted between the 7th and 8th picks in this year's draft. 844 GSP ESPN. We're coming to you live from Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We'll get you ready for the first pick at 8 p.m. with some great food and beverages. Happy hours going on for another 14 minutes, but that kitchen will be open late tonight. Come out, have some fun with us at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, 531 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Well, it's our final segment here, and of course, they have been absolutely fantastic. Listen, we're trying to verify that a trade has taken place. Some people say it's the Pittsburgh Steelers that have moved up to number three. We're hearing it could be the Buffalo Bills, but it sounds like something is in the works when it comes to tonight and the first five picks in the draft. So you can come down here to Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Make sure you check it out tonight and hang out with us. So guys, real quickly, you have to have a, you got to go out on the limb and make a couple of bold predictions before all is said and done. Whether he goes number one or not, I don't know about Kyler Murray, but I think it's a bold prediction. Everybody's talking about Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones, Drew Locke. Last year, five quarterbacks went in the first round of the NFL draft. I think once common sense prevails, you aren't going to see one of these quarterbacks, possibly two. They're falling out of the first round. If only two quarterbacks go, I think it'll be Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins in the first round. But you're not going to see close to the number of quarterbacks that some people think may go here in the first round. That's a bold prediction for me.
I think Drew Locke is a lock to go in the first round.
I think he's got the most upside tools
right.
wise.
And I think somebody's going to take a chance who's going to need to prepare a quarterback for the future who somebody like the Chargers or one of the teams with an older quarterback who's going to have to develop somebody over
not just older, but in that avenue, decent as well as talented as well, right?
The Dolphins.
With fans like Zach Brown, yeah. Can you blame them?
Right. Anything catching your attention tonight, Diesel? Because it feels like a draft that once it starts, they're going to err on the side of caution when it comes to defense.
Well, the one thing that's catching my attention is that there are no cameras here on me. I have all this eligibility left over in the NCAA. I'm matured. I am developed. I am ready to go. Yet they, again, for the 17th year in a row, they have not been paying any attention.
Well, you should have done better at App State.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this. They're giving all these guys the opportunity tonight with their own Plunko chip. Is it Plunko the game?
Plinko. Yeah.
Plinko to put down in Daniel J. Where would your chip land? You know, Diesel's chip, because you got your own artwork for your own logo with the beard and everything else. Dude, that would make a really good Plinko chip.
I mean, yeah, I see him landing in one of those teams like he was just talking about, a team with an older quarterback who's maybe got no more than 2 or 3 years left in the league. You got to get in there and start developing and get with a guy that, you know, you can get later in this round, maybe earlier in the second round.
Right.
And, you know, you're not spending a ton of money on him, but there's a lot of upside potential. And if he busts, then, you know, so be it. You're not that much out of pocket.
Chris, my Plinko chip would land on NCAA.
Why?
No chance at all. So, hey, short jokes or not, no chance at all. So, all right, when all's said and done, something that catches your attention tonight, Chris Smith, because you are invested with that third pick right now because that may ultimately affect your favorite team, the New York Jets.
Well, I do believe the Jets are going to trade that pick. Who that team is just depends. If it's the Bills or the Steelers, I would rather see them stay in the division and trade it to the Bills, because Bills do have a better pick if it is a trade for first-rounders, and then the Jets are going to get a second-rounder out of it type deal. That's what I think the deal is going to be ultimately. So we'll see what happens. I think in the first round, my bold prediction, you will see not one, not two, but three trades.
All right. Diesel, anything that's got your attention? Because I've got one. There's one in every class that's the workout warrior, but ultimately find himself dropping down the board.
To quote Clubber Lang, my prediction is pain.
Pain?
Pain. And chaos. It's going to be – I think there's going to be more trades than that. I just – I love seeing months and months of work and prediction – go out the window.
Blown out
I
the
love
window.
It. I love it.
Sir. All right. How about this one when all is said and done? The workout guy that everybody drools about in this year that may go at the end of the first round is DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
He's the Ole Miss wide receiver that measured out at 6'3", 230 pounds, 4.3 in the 40-yard dash, had the best agility, cone drill at the end. He just looks too cut. You know what I mean? He's that one guy, oh, my God, if you could see him in an NFL uniform. There's one every year that they make that comment about that never pans out in the NFL. We had a local guy back in the day that didn't play as well, Rendrick Taylor, but people fell in love with him after his senior year because of his measurables, if you will. He played a few. He got a cup of coffee in the NFL, but he was that year's workout warrior.
Is he the Sean Oakman of this draft?
There you go. That's a very good
way
of looking at it.
That guy who's a man.
Yep. So outside of that, I'll tell you what, Patrick, anything that you think when it comes to tonight, what do you think your Detroit Lions are going to do?
Probably going to go for a middle linebacker to linebacker position. More focus on the defense in the first round than anything else. We're good on quarterback. We're good on receivers. Great on running backs now, so defense is the main focus.
Well, Carolina Panthers, like I said earlier, if he's sitting there with the 16th pick in the draft, I believe Cleveland Farrell will be roaming that defensive side of the ball for the Carolina Panthers next year. So the reality is their goal is to make it to the Hall of Fame, guys. Well, you can make it to the Hall of Fame tonight and watch the NFL draft.
Master of the segue.
Yes. Yep.
Or you can watch one game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Denver Nuggets, game number 6 tonight. But, you know, come join us. Come hang out. Come support this locally owned and operated establishment. They have a great staff. They have wonderful owners. There's plenty of parking down here. But more importantly, Chris, there's things all throughout the week. But a place isn't going to make it if you don't treat them right and you don't give them good food.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can watch, I mean, there's 25 different TVs here. If there's a sporting event you want to watch,
they'll turn it on
for you, whether it's baseball, hockey, football. They have they open up sometimes early for the soccer games. So it's definitely a great place to hang out. I guess I'm
– Yep, you're pulling the winner right now for this signed helmet of the Carolina Panthers.
All right, here we go. Tony Bonasso.
All right, always make it sure it's legible. Diesel, we'll be back in studio at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Looks like 90 minutes headed into Clemson baseball. But we're going to hang out here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Get in your car, come down. Now let's have some real fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.